all the kings gathered together was kechol ashar svas hayam. Mamisha, huge army came to fight Klal Yisrael, and Yeshua ben Nun gave them a very interesting mitzvah, which by the other Muhammad we don't find that he gave them, and that was to be oiker the susan. It's a big chiddush. The pasuk says over here, "Vayomer Hashem el Yeshua tumneim ki mocha keis azayis ani noisin es kulam chalom bnei Yisrael es suseihem ta'aker." So ikor asus literally means they cut off part of the foot. So the Gemara says it doesn't kill the sus, this, but it's mamish cut off part of the sus. So the Radak over here has a kasha. Radak says v'yesh lishal. Ma tam omu loy mitzvah zoyis b'mulchama. Sheloy tziva azeh b'mulchama acheres. That's his question. So the Radak is bothered, why do we get this mitzvah over here? And the question becomes even stronger, because l'choira, it's a shayli of tzabal chayim. They took all the horses and they were oiker all the susim. It's like grace of tzabal chayim. Like, we'll get to why that wasn't a problem. Choir should be a problem. Tosis avodah zarah, as a kasha, how are they even allowed to do it? Well, again, it was a tzivui. L'choira, it was a tzivui. So, Tosis even points out that the that Tzabal Chaim is the Reis according to the way we pass. Mamish the Reis the Gizah, not stop. Mamish the Reis the Gizah. It's from the rear Isurim that there's a whole list of Rishonim that hold that a goy is mitzvah in Tzabal Chaim. Held amazing. It's a shtickle pella. It's not from the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Right? The Rambam you should know brings mocker of Tzabal Chaim from Bilam Arosha. The Rambam brings a mocker. Many Rishonim bring from pre-Kutina. Right? That's the sugis in Bav Metzia. That you're supposed to, if the animal's caving in, to unload the animal. The Tzabal Chaim. That's why the halacha is prikas koidim l'mitzvah stina. They're both gemilas chesed. But prikas yesh poi mishum Tzabal Chaim. Right? To unload the animal is yesh poi mishum Tzabal Chaim. So there, that comes before. If you have two animals, one is caving in and one has to be loaded up, the halach is the animal that's caving in. Unless it's a soine, then there's a mitzvah to be makdim the soine, chayef es yitzre, right? So, but the Rambam brings a mocha from Bilam Arosha. There's the Rambam. So, according to the Rambam's gedder, a goy would potentially have Tzabal Chaim. The mocker is from a goy. The mocker of Tzabal Chaim is from a goy. If you look in Sefer Chassidim, he says over here in Tofrei Samach Vov, he says, Im yase tzal al chinom lebehemo, mesim lemasui, osid liten es adin, zoktel. And it's mashma from the Sefer Chassidim that a goy who's over Tzabal Chaim could be over her, could be chayv misa. Because he says, "Ukmoi she'omer ha'malach lu yeishcherev biyodi ata ki ato raktiho lekach o yonerag becherev." And then he says, the Sefer Chassidim himself says it. And where did that come from? Meaning, where did Bilam? That means Bilam should have known it. Right? What's the taina on Bilam? You could tell me the mocker is Bilam. But what was the taina on Bilam? It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. What was the Malach's taina on Bilam? Api Musa, Akoros HaTeva, we've spoken about this many times. Right? He should have had Akoros HaTeva to his behemoth. But Api Aloche, the Sefer Chassidim is saying, Bilam was Chayiv Misa. By a goy as a rosa is who he misosa. Schaiv misa, Tzabal Chaim. Where's the mocker? So he says that the Sefer Chassidim says over here, he says, V'ono huza, right? He says, if you look by Noyach, it says, Redu, he says, by Adam Arishan, It says Gedu. Lo Adam Rishon Hutu Loi Basal Taiva Nitna Loi Gedia. Lebnei Noach Hita Loi Basal Taiva Loi Nitna Loi Gedia. Tremendous chiddush. He says, therefore, the Vumuvan Loma Loyoma Bilom Lamalach Ma Ovan Yeshe Kisi as Asainai. So he learns Taka that Adam Rishon had a right to be raised in the Behemoth, but for Bnei Noach, once it was Hutul and Basar Taiva, they weren't allowed to be raised in the Behemoth. He says, Vafil Tzar Balachayim, he says, Loi Hoya by Bila Marosha, Elik Tzas Ributz. Still in all, he says, he was talking Tzar Balachayim, he was over Tzar Balachayim the Reis. And I'll tell you that there's another mahalakha to learn, like the Sefer Chassidim, but not the mocker of the Sefer Chassidim. Not Dafka. You don't have to come out to Bilam, and you don't have to come out to Noach. There may be a push at the mocker. And that is, I don't know if you ever thought about this. Why were Anshei Sedoim punished? Roim v'chatoim l'Hashem. What mitzvahs did Anshei Sedoim have? Unless you better kasha. Kayim killed Hevel. Was there a lav of Lysitzuchid? I didn't see a lav of Lysitzuchid. Why didn't Kayin tell the Rabbanu Shalom? I'm talking not a nice guy. I killed my brother. I'm not a Balmidos. I'm talking not a Balmidos. But so what? I'm a litfuck. Is there a lav? Is there a lav? You ever thought of that? Shiva. You get a shayla? He killed his brother. We're so used to saying, oh, he's a murderer. Okay, so he's a murderer. No. A lion is not chayv misa when it kills a zebra. Right? Chazal even talk about why you kill a behemah nirvaz. Klein adam, whatever. Right? I mean, why was Kayin chayv misa? Anshe's doing roim v'chatoim. They didn't give any stock. We're rotten people. Why can't a goy be rotten? We have many mitzvahs that make us that we're not allowed to be. We can't be rotten, Baruch Hashem. We have Ahavta Chamoicha. We have Achri Hashem Teilechu. We have Ludov Kavoy. We have Halachta Bedrochov. We have many mitzvahs to be very good people. A goy doesn't have such a mitzvah. A goy doesn't have to say, Balmidus l'cher. Why can't a goy say, I'm a mushchus and I'm proud of it? Listen, I'm allowed to be a mushchus. I'm a mushchus. I'm asking a shayla in halacha. Can a goy be a mushchus? But l'cher, you see, the dar mabu, nechtam gzadinim ala gezel, kayin was chayv misa, even though there was no lav of leisirtzach, anshis doim, roim v'chatoim, roim v'chatoim. You call them Roim, you can't call them Chatoim. Roim, you could say they're bad people, bad guys. Bad guy is not a, chet. Why? What's the chet? So I'll tell you this, I'm going to share with you what the Rishonim say. The Rishonim hold it. It's not so poshut that a goy is potter from. A goy has Taka Sheva mitzvahs, but then he has another Shulchan Aruch, what they call Fifth Chelik. A goy Taka has a Fifth Chelik Shulchan Aruch. As I state. Says like this. By Anshe's Doim, they got Nenash. They didn't give Tztoke. Yeah? As I state. That was the Chet of Anshe's Doim. Look at Yecheskel HaNovi. Yecheskel HaNovi comes in Perek Zayin. The Yad Oni Ve'ev Yoin Loi Hechziko. Yeah? This Kash is asked by Reb Nissim Gaon. Reb Nissim Gaon. Big deal. God doesn't do Tztoke. Big deal. So he's not charitable. Ki kol ha-mitzvahs, I'm reading you Reb Nissim Gaon in his Hagdome. Ki kol ha-mitzvahs, sheim tuluyim b'svoro, ha-kol mischayvim b'hem. You hear Reb Nissim Gaon? Any mitzvah sichli, to be a mensch, to be a good person, to be kind, everybody is mechuyiv. Goyim are mechuyiv to be bali midos. You hear? So Bali Midos is not just a shidduch thing. It's not like Kovei Edom. which I didn't know what it meant when the first time a girl told me, she said she's looking for a kovei itim. I didn't know what it was. It means kovei itim. Sounds like a food. Kovei itim. I have no idea what it was. I want a kovei itim. So lemaisa, ezokto, as midas is a chiyuv, to be a mensch. You know from when? Miyoyim asheboro elokim odom al ha'oretz. You heard that, Maisa? Now let's go to Parshas Noach, and we'll see the Cheskuni. Cheskuni says the same thing. Cheskuni says, Vim toima, eich nen shudor amabu me'acha shalo imotzonu shenitztavu ala mitzviz. Zokteo, v'yeish loima, שיש כמה מצווה שחיובים בני אדם לשומרון מפני סבור הסדס אף הפי שלא נצטב עליה ולפי כוח ננשו. Unbelievable חזקוני. The חזקוני is saying the whole door mabul, the whole world got washed away, the ganze welt. זוג the חזקוני out of this world. Because בסייכל, the Baruch Hashem doesn't want you to walk around stealing and being a jerk. It also makes sense. They ask a kasha, what do you mean? They did arayis, they did other things that were, Kivega talks about in Kiddushin, Yud Gimel, Gil Yanashah, so Kivega talks about it. But according to Cheskuni, it's very geschmack. They didn't have any tzivuyim yet. They didn't have tzivuyim. Zaya mensch is a tzivuyim. And a goy is chayiv misha for not zayin dika mensch. As I stay in Cheskuni. Unbelievable. But that's what he says. Cheskuni says. This is Rabbeinu Bachyai, also Al HaTorah, also in Parashas Noach, and he says a very similar idea. Yeah, Perek Vav, actually. Perek Vav, Dr. Rabbeinu Bachyai. The Ramban, Al HaTorah, also talks about this question, about Sivui, and the Ramban also says, he says, that's the reason. The reason why the nechtam gzatina mela ala gezel mimnei shehi mitzvah sichli. As I zok the Ramban. Yeah. Now, Abchaim Valojinel, in his Sefer Ruach Chaim, he says a very similar idea, but it's different than these Rishayim. Abchaim Valojinel learns that that's the mitzvah of dinim. Dinim is to institute logical to live in a mensch l'choifim. So there's a Chaim Alojana is, it's misquoted. Some people quote Reb Chaim Alojana holds a goy is mitzvah in a mitzvah sichli. If you look in the Ruach Chaim from Reb Chaim Alojana, in Ovis, you'll see that he says that a goy is mechuyiv al zdinim to do dvorim sha'aseichel mechayiv. So now, that l'choy according to him, but you still need a tzivli of dinim to be. But Al Kuponim, getting back to the Sefer Chassidim, according to this, it makes sense that Tzav Al Chaim should be applicable to a goy. You wouldn't even need to come on to the, because some Achroidim want to say it depends. If you learn like the Rambam that the Mokar is from Bilam Arosha, then it applies to a goy. If you learn like Rashi that the Mokar Tzav Al Chaim is from Prikutina, that only applies to Eid. But according to this whole pack of Rishonim that I told you, it will make a difference. It's a mitzvah sichli. The mitzvah sichli would apply. This would also answer the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer has a very interesting shtickle in the Inyan von Mushba Va'omid Me'ar Sinai. You know, all over Shas, we say Mushba Va'omid Me'ar Sinai. You ever thought of it? What do you mean? But who's Machayev me to keep that shur? I have to keep the Torah because I'm Mushba Vohemet. Yeah, why am I Mechuyev to keep a Shu'ah? Because the Torah says so. Right? I'm Mushba Vohemet, Me'al Sinai, I have to do what says in Torah. And why do I have to keep my Shu'ah? Because I'm Mushba Vohemet, Me'al Sinai. I'm Mushba Vohemet to be Mushba Vohemet, Me'al Sinai. Center, you here? For Zoxte. Danny Hostap is the Zongla. You had a problem? The Avnei Nezer says a Chiddush Gadol. The Avnei Nezer says that this very similar idea that Dvarim Shel Seichel is Yechayiv even before the Torah was given. He says that's the reason why we find the others used Shvua. Avram used Shvua with Avimelech, Esav with Yankiv. We find they used Shvuas. In fact, Avni Nezer, there was no Chiv Shvua yet. There's no Chiv Shvua. So, what did they gain with the Shvua? He says, Al Kochi, you have to say, a mitzvah sichli was not given before. But anyway, so how do we get into this? Oh, so we got into this discussion because, so that's the Chomer of Tzar Bal Chaim, and here the Eibush is giving us a mitzvah to be oiker every single sus. What did they do wrong? That's really the Radax Kasha. That is the Radax Kasha. Okay, we'll leave the answer for tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.
All these meters.